Get back to continuing our discussion of Erev Tav Shilin. So just to review, and then we'll go on to other issues that the Gemara discusses. Just to review, a basic review, we had Rava and Rav Ashi, two different explanations as to why we have Erev Tav Shilin. That's what we started off with. Either Rava says, it's not in the source sheets, Rava says it's to enhance Shabbos, because you might, you know, not prepare for Shabbos because you're all involved in Yantav. So we make this Erev Tav Shilin to remind you that Shabbos is coming. It's a form of a reminder to tell you that Shabbos is coming. You're preparing this food on Wednesday for Shabbos. You've already cooked something L'Kavod Shabbos, for the honor of Shabbos. And that's there to remind you that Shabbos is going to be coming. That's the opinion of Rava. And that's not the opinion that we pass along. We don't hold to that opinion. That's the opinion that's quoted in the Gemara. But in the end of the day, that's not the opinion that we hold of. There's the second opinion, which is the opinion of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi in the Gemara, not Rava, but Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that the reason why we have Erev Tav Shilin is really to honor Yantav. It's not to honor Shabbos, but it's really for Yantav. Why? It's there to act as a reminder to tell you that even though in general you can't cook from Yantav to the weekday, what we hear is an exception. You're allowed to cook from Yantav to Shabbos, but we have to do something to show that this is different. You have to do something to signify that this is a different situation. So we pointed out that there are two different ways, there are three different ways, but we mentioned three, but we're going to limit it to two. Two different ways to understand this opinion of Rav Ashi. Why do you have to do an Erev Tav Shilin? Why can't you do anything? Why, if it's just purely a reminder, so just do anything. Why do I have to cook something specifically? So either we had one opinion which says that it just, you really could have done anything. We could have just announced it in shul, and that would have worked also, but they instituted that you have to cook something because it allows you to cook on a Friday. So they also, as a reminder, they created this idea of cooking on Wednesday. But there's really nothing inherent to the cooking process which relates to allowing you to cook on Friday. It's there to act as a reminder. They could have done anything, but they chose to institute this idea of just cooking on Wednesday. That's one opinion, and that's the opinion of the Rambam. There's a second opinion, which is the opinion of Rashi. Rashi says that the idea is that you're only allowed to cook from Yantav to Shabbos if it's continuing the process. You're not starting the process to prepare for Shabbos. You're continuing that process. When did you start that process? You started that process on Wednesday, before Yantav. Before Yantav, you started the process by cooking on Wednesday, and you're finishing the process on Friday. And that's just finishing. You're not allowed to start the process to start cooking. That's what would happen if you forgot to do an Erev Tav Shilin. But you're just allowed to finish it. And through that understanding that you're just allowed to finish it, you'll realize that this is unique for Yantav to Shabbos. For Yantav to Shabbos, I'm allowed to finish the cooking process. But if it's a case of Yantav to the weekday, so I'm not allowed to do anything. I'm not allowed to finish the process either. I'm not allowed to do anything. And that's what the reminder is about. That's what we dealt with last week. And last week we dealt with different ways of understanding the Gemara in terms of the fact, just food issues, of the fact that you need, there's a minimal amount that you have to cook on Wednesday. You have to cook an olive's worth. So we had a whole discussion exactly why that would be according to the different opinions and what happens if you had more and then it diminished in size. That was our whole discussion last week. So I wanted to discuss two different issues which come up in the Gemara, and that'll be it for now for Erev Tav Shilin. So the first Gemara that I wanted to quote is in the bottom of page 1. If you look at the bottom of page 1 here, these are all Gemaras which are found in Beitza. The Gemara says as follows. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Eruvei Tavshilin Tzrichin Das. Erev Tavshilin you need to have knowledge that you are doing the Erev Tavshilin. We're not dealing with here on Friday. We're dealing here with on Wednesday. On Wednesday, you have to know that there is an Erev Tav Shilin happening. So the Gemara asks the following question. It says, Pshita das meniach ba'inan. It's obvious that the person that's making the Erev Tav Shilin, if I'm making my Erev Tav Shilin, so I have to know that I'm making the Erev Tav Shilin. I'm the one that I'm making it, so I have to designate it, so I have to be aware of it. But we also know that an Erev Tav Shilin works not just for myself. If I make an Erev Tav Shilin for other people, that would also work. I can make an Erev Tav Shilin and it could work for somebody else. Like I can, as long as I have somebody else in mind. So the question is, mi sheinichu lo ba'inan o lo ba'inan? The English is found on the next page. If you want to see the English, it's on the second page. Do I, if I make an Erev Tavshilin, for let's say, I make it for everybody at this table, so I'm making it in my house on Wednesday, but you don't know that I'm making it. So do you have to know that I'm making it on Wednesday, or do you not have to know? That's what the Gemara asks.
In order for you to use it, or in order for you to benefit from me using it?
What do you mean? I make it for you.
I'm saying, is that when you come over to eat at my house on Shabbos, you can eat the food that
No. It's for you to cook. For you to be able to cook. So I make an Erev Tavshilin. None of you make it. I'm the only person that makes it. I make my Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday. If I have in mind that it should work for you, so then it could also work for you. Mm-hmm. That's the halacha. If I have in mind that...
Is that like, when you say dot, like knowledge, is that similar to kavanah?
No.
What's the difference?
Dot, I think, is just awareness. Awareness that there's an Erev Tavshilin happening.
So intention is...
Intention
sounds a lot like
it's similar in different halachas. It can mean there might be a fine difference between the two, which may not play out in this halacha, but it plays out in other halachas. Like das is like to be aware of something. Kavana is about putting intent into it. Like, what am I? I'm not just aware that I'm doing an action, but I have a certain idea in mind while I'm doing that action. In this context, it probably means the same thing.
What is the Gemara doing here? Because it says Shita Dat Meniach.
So the Gemara says that it's obvious that if I'm making the Erev Tavshilin...
Is it saying it's obvious from this statement? Or
no,
was
no,
obvious
no it's obvious.
This?
It was. Everyone knew. Right. That this was not even a question. Right, so there was no question. It's obvious that I have to have in mind, if I'm making the Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, I have to have that in mind, that when I'm cooking this egg, I know that this egg is... For the
Shabbos.
Purpose of Erev Tavshilin. For Shabbos or...
I don't have to cook the egg for the Erev Tavshilin.
No, at when some I, point in time, even if I have a cooked egg, if I have a cooked egg, I just have to,
So what is this
symbolically pick it up and say, this is for my Erev Tavshilin.
No, you have to cook the egg with the intention of it being...
Yeah, it could also be something which is already cooked. You don't have to...
You can buy your egg.
You could buy your egg, yeah. You don't actually have to cook it. That's why we also do it with matzah.
So that means
the matzah is already baked.
I was okay with the baked thing, but not with the cooked.
No, I think it's if it's cooked also, it's fine.
So that means that the Gemara is saying that it's obvious that when a person picks up his egg and says, this is for Erev Tavshilin so that I can cook on Shabbos, that he has to know that he's doing it for the...
You have to know that you're doing Erev Tavshilin. So if you don't know the Hebrew, you have to say it in English. You have to know that what you're doing, you're making an Erev Tavshilin now. And by announcing that this is my Erev Tavshilin, I'm now allowed to cook from Friday to Shabbos, from Yom Tov, which is falls on a Friday, to Shabbos. So the Gemara says it's obvious that I'm the one that's making this Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, I have to know about it. I have to know what I'm doing. I can't just, I don't know how I wouldn't know what I'm doing, but I have to know what I'm doing. Maybe that's why it's obvious, because if you're doing it, so then you know that you're doing it. The question is, if I'm doing it for everybody else here, none of you make your Erev Tavshilin, but I'm doing it for you. You're all at your home, you're at home, and I'm in my home, and I set this Erev Tavshilin. The question is, do you have to know about it? Do you? You're benefiting from the Erev Tavshilin that I'm making. I'm making it, you're not making it. Do you have to know that I'm doing it? So for sure, in one second, for sure you have to know about it. By the time Friday comes around, you have to know about it. Because if you don't know about it by the time Friday comes around, so then how do you know that you're allowed to cook? So it's for sure on Friday you have to know about it. The question of the Gemara is not about Friday. Friday you have to know about it, otherwise you don't know that there was an Erev Tavshilin made. The question is on Wednesday, before Yom Tov, do you, who didn't make that Erev Tavshilin, have to know that I made one for you? Before Yom Tov comes, do you have to know that I made it for you?
I wouldn't think so, because if you find out on Friday that somebody made an Erev Tavshilin for you, then you wouldn't have missed out anything that you needed to do up to that point in time. So it seems to me that you would need to know before you start cooking on Friday that an Erev Tavshilin was done for you. But up to that point in time, and that makes your Friday Yontif different than your normal Yontif, because you know you're cooking.
Okay. So Steve has a great point here. He's saying that what's the whole reason why we have the Erev Tav Shilin? We have the Erev Tav Shilin as a reminder. It's a reminder for us to tell us that this is different than every other situation. From Yontif to the weekday, I'm not allowed to cook. From Yontif to Shabbos, I am allowed to cook. So at what point in time do I have to know that there's a concept of an Erev Tav Shilin that existed? When do I have to know that? I would have to know that at the time that I'm cooking. When I start to cook on Friday, I just have to know that in general, I'm not allowed to do what I'm about to do. Now I am allowed to do it. In every other scenario, I can't do it. So when do I have to know that? I would have to know that Friday afternoon when I start cooking.
So then you should be able to make an Erev Tav Shilin on Friday then.
Seems reasonable.
You should be able to make the Erev Tav Shilin on Friday?
I mean, according to that idea.
I have to have the hacker from even before Yom Tov starts. In Rashi, for sure, it has to be even from before Yom Tov starts.
So we can get to that in a second. We'll get to that in a second.
It was the Rambam, right?
Yeah, the Rambam.
Even in the world of the Rambam, right, the Rambam says that Erev Tav Shilin has to start on Friday. You can't just make it
on Wednesday.
You can't make it on Friday.
There's a difference between when you have to make it and when it has to act as a reminder. Meaning, you have to make it on Wednesday.
Somebody has to make it on Wednesday. Because we've already established that...
Why does it have to be made on Wednesday, though? Maybe the whole purpose is to remind me that cooking on Friday, from Friday to Shabbos, is different than Sunday to Monday. So why do I need that reminder to take place on Wednesday? Let that reminder take place on Friday. But right before I start cooking for Shabbos, I'm going to take an egg and say, oh, this egg is for Shabbos. And now I can cook.
Even though we don't paskin like it, we still have this whole idea that it's you're doing it.
It's hard because we don't paskin like that.
I know. Sorry.
It's a good question. Anyway, your question is really independent of our whole discussion. According to the Rambam says that the whole purpose of having an Erev Tav Shilin is just to act as a reminder. Mm-hmm. So if it's just to act as a reminder, why do you have to make it on Wednesday? Let me make it on Thursday. Let me make it on Friday. As long as I do it before I start cooking, let me just do it then. Right, independent of our whole discussion, you could just ask, according to the Rambam, that it's just to act as a reminder, so why do I have to do it on Wednesday?
It's a question for the Rambam.
Yes.
For the Rambam. That's a good question.
But whatever the Rambam is going to say to that, right, however the Rambam is going to answer that, that answer may indicate to us that even for other people that reminder has to take, right? If the answer to that is, oh, that's because the reminder has to start on Wednesday,
well,
then for other people as well, the reminder has to start on Wednesday. The Rambam may answer something else.
Yeah, he might answer something else. I'm not sure. It's a good point. It's a good point.
Bring a riot
for the Rambam.
The Rambam.
No, it's a good point. It's a good point. I have to think about that. Okay. So anyway, so just to review what we've said until now, we wanted to say that you only have to know about it come Friday. Since the whole point is just to act as a reminder, so then Even if you weren't the one that made it, somebody else made it for you. When do you have to know that somebody else made it for you? Come Friday. That's when you have to know, if it's just a reminder. Rabbi Lichtman pointed out, but maybe that's not true, because it's true that you just have to know about it before you cook, but the whole institution was to create this Erev Tav Shilin on Wednesday. So if the whole institution was to create this Erev Tav Shilin on Wednesday, so then maybe I have to know about it also on Wednesday. Just... No, it's an they instituted that you'd have to make it on Wednesday. You'd have to make it before.
Halakha.
Yeah, it's a halakha. It's not just a custom. If you didn't do it on Wednesday, if everyone in the city didn't do it, so then you can't cook.
Yeah.
You can't cook. That's all according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam. We mentioned that there's another idea of understanding Erev Tav Shilin, and that's Rashi. Rashi is of the understanding that the reason why you have to cook on Wednesday is because you're not allowed to start the process on Yom Tov. You just have to finish the process. You're not allowed to start it, but you're allowed to finish it. When did you start it? If you're finishing it on Yom Tov, which is on Friday, when did you start it? You started it on Wednesday, and that's what the Erev Tav Shilin is. The Erev Tav Shilin is starting that process on Wednesday and then finishing it on Friday. So if that's the case, if you're starting the process on Wednesday, that's what the idea is according to Rashi. So then if I'm somebody who's benefiting, if you, let's say I make it for you. You didn't make it, but I made it for you. So then do you have to know about it? Do you have to know about it already on Wednesday that the process was started? What do you think? Would you have to know about it? On Wednesday, Wednesday comes, I made the Erev Tashilin for you. And the idea of the Erev Tashilin is that I'm starting the cooking process, which also means that I'm starting the cooking process not just for myself, but I'm starting the cooking process also for everybody else. You're not making it, I'm making it for you, so I'm starting your cooking process. So do you have to know about it on Wednesday?
It would seem that you only need to know that it was started on Wednesday.
Yeah, so I think you could claim also that you just have to know that it was, as long as it was, I don't know if you have to know about it at the time on Wednesday, maybe as long as you just know about it at some point in time, you knew that you're, retroactively, that you knew that my cooking started already on Wednesday. I could argue both sides. I could say, no, I have to know it on Wednesday itself, I would have to know it. Because for this to be viewed as the beginning of my cooking process, I have to know that I started my cooking process. Yeah, I can't come Friday and say I'm about to start my cooking process and say, no, wait a minute, it already started.
But you're not saying that. You're saying, like Nora said, on Friday, I now know that Rabbi Fettergren started my cooking process.
So is that enough? Is it enough to know that on Friday that someone else started for me, or do I have to know? Meaning, if I didn't know, or if let's say you didn't know that I made it for you on Friday, right? So then you're starting the process, right?
I'm starting a process. I'm continuing a process that was I just learned was started by Rabbi Fettergren
on Wednesday.
So imagine the idea like that. I have a list of things that I need to do for Shabbos on Friday, and I've got like this thing to bake, and this thing to bake, and this thing to bake. And then, like, I discovered that one of the things was in my freezer.
Yeah. So is that like, viewed? Is that viewed as
a, like so? It I didn't like not as an intentional error of Tashilin, but it just like wow, that was lucky that was there.
Yeah.
It really started 2 weeks.
Exactly. Ago. Let's say forget about error of Tashilin. Let's say I'm just cooking. I'm cooking on Friday, and I have a whole list of things that I have to make and prepare. It happens to be that I just someone dropped into my kitchen that one of the things that I had to make. So is that do I view that as now what I'm cooking now is finishing a certain process or is it just that okay one thing's off the list but I'm not finishing any process I never started the process to view it as though I'm finishing.
Of course you're finishing a process that somebody else started. You're gonna thaw the whatever and put it on your blech and get it ready for Shabbos. Somebody else started it and you just realized that and learned that afresh on Friday. I don't know. It works for me.
Yeah.
It seems to me that it would make sense if every single person really would have the right to eat from what that person on, like if they have part ownership of that. So it's not just that theoretically, but that it's like the person who's making the Arab is saying, oh, I'm cooking, I'm making this food. And this food, all of it, we actually say it when we say the Erev Tashilin. You have to say, this food, I'm making this food for, and you're, for all of these people, you're all part of this meal.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, it's not just like a theoretical concept of thing, but actually your meal is actually starting to be prepared for you.
Again, the part of the issue here is that a lot of this is symbolic.
It's like drinking one egg for the whole community or person.
Yeah, so in the end of the day, we say you can bake...
The matzah has to be out in the open when you... Like, well, I know that Rabbi Rosenblatt, he leaves...
That's a different era. That's the...
Right, but he's saying that he's...
Oh, that's not for the... Because I saw that up during all of Rosh Hashanah. That was...
It's up the whole year, I think.
It is. I thought that was the whole year.
No, it's just because Rabbi Rosenblatt gets hungry and I know that.
No, but he's saying that eruv is made for the whole community and the whole community does, in fact, have a share in that.
In that
right, so he's comparing, like, if you make this eruv for a group of people, shouldn't they all have a share in it?
Yeah, so in the end, we say... No, but the Gemara thought, like we were saying, the Gemara said that you have to have... This is what we dealt with last week. You have to have an av's worth. Each person has to... So the Gemara asked... The Gemara did think this way at a certain point. The Gemara asked, do you have to have an av's worth just for yourself or for each person that you're making it for? It's as if like they have a share in an av's worth. So in the end, the Gemara answered that no, it's enough with just one av's worth for everybody, because it's symbolic, or for if it's just as a reminder alone, so then for sure you just need one av's worth. One av's worth to remind everybody. According to this other approach, that it's like you're beginning the process, so it's really symbolic. It's not like you're beginning the process for each person to then take of it, eat it on Shabbos. It's really symbolic. So in the end of the day, there are parts of it which are symbolic, but we still have to view it as one long process.
The English translation seems to indicate that the question is being asked of the person making the Shabbos, not the people on whom it's made. Do we also require the knowledge of the one for whom the Erev is prepared? Does the maker of the Erev Tavshilin require the knowledge of the one for whom the Erev is prepared?
I don't think that's...
Which is a different question. And it,
no, I think...
You don't agree with that translation.
I like the translation of the Gemara, but if you read the article also, they first say it's obvious that we require the knowledge of the one who prepares the Erev. It's obvious that
you could.
So the question is, do we also require the knowledge of the one for whom the Erev is prepared? That means not the one who prepared it. That's already obvious.
The knowledge of the.
I mean, first it says the knowledge of the one who prepares. That's me. I prepared it.
The one for whom it's prepared.
For one who's whom it's prepared is the receiver of that.
Yeah, I guess I'm reading it differently.
Yeah. You could read it that way, but that's
the one for whom the Erev is prepared. Okay. Yeah, I see it. Okay.
So that's. So we have this question as to whether somebody who gets benefit out of me making the Erev, I make the Erev for you. You did not make an Erev for yourself. Or the rabbi makes the Erev for which is what we're going to get to. The rabbi makes the Erev for the city. So does everybody in the city have to know about it already on Wednesday? Not Friday, but do they have to know about it on Wednesday? So the Gemara answers, Tashma, the Avua de Shmuel Ma'arev Akula Nahardai. The father of Shmuel, they want to bring a proof. The English is on the second page. That the father Shmuel made an heir for the entire city of Nahardai. Nahardai is the name of a city. He made it for the entire city. So what do we see from here? The fact that he made it for the entire city.
You don't have to know.
If I make it for the entire... What?
Unless they do know. Like, what do you say? What do you mean by know? Like, could I know that you're making an Erev, and then that's sufficient knowledge? In which case, if he does that, then it sounds like it would be okay.
What do you mean? There's no... If I make it for the entire... I don't know who's in the city and who's not in the city. Come Rosh Hashanah. People have guests and everything. So I don't know who's in the city.
Right.
And they don't know that I'm necessarily making it for them.
No, maybe he's making it for those...
Rabbi and Ravasi. Of course everyone knows they're making an Erev.
Yeah, maybe they know that Rabbi and Ravasi are making us an Erev. Like, if you didn't know that, then maybe you wouldn't
be wise. Part of the Gemara is assuming that they were there at the time, so they know that they just made it for them. They made it without making a public announcement about it.
Okay.
You don't know. I mean, nobody knows. Nobody here knows that Rabbi Rosenblatt made you an Erev Tavshilin until he announces it on Friday morning.
Well, we know that he's going to.
You don't know. You think no he, guarantees. You think, there's no guarantees. Guarantees. Yeah.
No guarantees here.
You think he's making you an Erev.
Right, but when you say dot, like, what is that?
Can I pose another question? When we're asking, does the person who is being made for need to know? They need to know when. Do they need to know
Wednesday?
We discussed before on Wednesday versus Friday.
Or they need to know it on
another time period. Is it at any point that Wednesday, or do they need to know at the time that it's being made? Like, do they need to know before it's being made that it's being made for them? I mean, do I need to know before you make your Erev Tavshilin? I need to know that you're making it for me.
That's why.
But once you made it already, maybe it's too late for me to know.
Or
I hear the question. I would.
I would assume that
if you hold that it has to be on Wednesday, then you would have to be at the time that he's making the Erev Tavshilin. The whole idea is that at the time that you're making it on Wednesday, it's so that I'm cooking it, and this is the beginning of the process. So this is the beginning of the process for me. This is the beginning of the process for you.
So then the people in Ardov didn't have das because they don't know when Rav Ami or Rav Asi.
You're saying they don't know when they're doing it. Okay.
So I need to.
That's good. That's a good point. It's a good point. So you're saying since they make it for the whole city, nobody knows when Rabbi Rosenblatt makes his Erev. You don't know at what point on Wednesday he's making it. So the fact that it works, he does it for the whole city and it works. So that shows that you don't have to know about it at the time that he did it. So if it's not at the time they did it, it must be that you just have to know about it come Friday. Before you cook, you have to know, you have to make an announcement. But on Wednesday, you don't have to know about it. So that's what the Gemara answers. You do not have to know about it. And it would make sense. This definitely makes sense. Well, that's Rabbi Lichtman's question. If it's just as a, if it's just as a reminder, so then if it's a reminder, so then let it just work on Friday. I don't have to know about it Wednesday. I just have to know about it.
But isn't there a difference, like, if, and I think this is kind of your point, if I know, maybe I don't know that Rabbi Rosenblatt did it, but before Wednesday, I know that if Rabbi Rosenblatt does it, I'm included within it. So if he doesn't do it, ugh, I can't cook on Friday, unfortunately.
You're
he didn't
if,
do it.
If you but had that as your mindset.
I had it before I went in. I knew that Rabbi Rosenblatt's supposed to do an Erev Teshilin, so therefore I'm going to include myself in if the rabbi of the community is going to do it, I'm gonna include myself in. But if that should be my intention before I can, I shouldn't come in on Friday
you're saying
and hear
that,
about it and be like, oh,
would, you're saying, would that work? If I need to have intention. And the other thing Mara says that you don't have to have.
What does my dot need to be in this idea? That, according to the idea that I need to have dot, like how much dot do I need to have? Do I need to like watch him make it? Or
no, you don't have to watch him. No, you don't have to watch him.
Okay, so like how much do I need to know exactly what time he's making it? Or can I just know that he's going to make it? And so, like if I know that he's going to make it, then today. Yeah, then like that could be dot. And that would be very broad.
You're saying, do you have to actually be there to know that he's making it? That's what you're asking.
Well, that's clearly not from the Gemara.
Yeah. No, the Gemara can answer. The fact that he's making it for the whole city shows, the Gemara is proving that you do not need to have das. Yeah. So the fact that he makes it for the whole city, the whole city is not at his house while he's making it.
So the Gemara must assume that das is a very narrow idea. Like that you're
That you're there, yeah. And the Gemara in the end. Or you say like Erlichman was saying that you have to know exactly the time, but it's very specific.
You have to have das before it's done. Wednesday morning when I wake up, I say, Rabbi Federman's going to make an Erev Tashlim for me.
Yes, I don't know if that because then the whole city could have that in mind, and then there wouldn't be a proof here. The whole city could wake up from Wednesday morning and say that I'll have the rabbi in mind. That the whole city is gonna.
Somebody's up late.
Right, but who told you that he did it for actually literally the entire city? He did it for.
I hear that das has to be. Das is definitely sounds like it's very limited and that very focused. That you have to have that knowledge at the time that he's doing it. Perhaps you have to be there to know that he's doing it. If you don't have to be there, you don't know that he's doing it. So perhaps you even have to be there. And that I think being there would also, that whole idea would fit with the idea that you have to be part of the cooking. You're part of that starting process.
Right.
That's why you would have to know about it. In the end, you may not have to be there. It could be that he starts it for you, and once you find out about it, so then, like what Steve was saying, without your knowledge, you started your process. You find out Friday that your cooking started. In the end of the day, the Gemara says that you do not have to know about it on Wednesday.
Which is a remarkable conclusion if you apply the idea that the idea is that you've started cooking. I've started cooking.
That not that you started cooking. That your preparations for Shabbos started.
That my preparations have started.
Doesn't mean that you made those preparations. It just means that.
Yep.
It's not that you started your preparations. It's that the preparations that you had to make were started.
Were started, but
by somebody else.
By somebody else.
That's totally reasonable, though. Like we could be having a meal together, and I made something. And you're going to take part in that.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
But in the case where...
So here it's also... That's why here also you have to balance it out with the fact that this is also symbolic. That's why it's a little complicated. We already saw in the Gemara that it doesn't have to be that you're making it... The volume doesn't have to be for everybody.
Right.
So it's already...
It's getting even more symbolic, even more abstract now that I can piggyback on your Erev Tavshilin and not even know about it.
You have to know about it before you cook.
No.
No, you have to know about it practically.
Yeah, on Friday morning. On Friday morning.
If you didn't make your Erev Tavshilin, before you cook on Friday morning.
Yes,
before you cook.
No, of course.
If you didn't make your own Erev Tavshilin, and there was no announcement that there was an Erev Tavshilin done for you, you can't start cooking. And it's not just because you have to know.
Hear that announcement.
Well, you have to know. You have to know. Whatever way it is to know.
You have to
I can make an announcement and let you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as you know about it.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Keep your ears open.
Somebody I've heard from somebody.
You don't need witnesses for it. This is something which is going to come out anyways. It's something which is obvious. It's not like.
So how important is it for the person that's doing the Erev Tov Shilin for the whole community to make a declaration that this is for the community?
Well, everyone actually, if you look at the language, everyone makes it for the entire community. It's not just the rabbi.
Oh.
Everyone in the.
Oh, even if you don't
know, I'm making this, you should eat.
Yeah, if you read the text in English.
I'm doing it in my home.
You're doing it for me. You're doing it for everybody.
It's just for the family, but no, it's actually for everybody.
No, you're thinking that it's for everybody. The language is that it's for everybody.
If you look at the word.
Because since it works for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, you should have in mind that you're doing it for everybody.
Okay.
If you're half conscious while you say it, then you're having in mind.
Can I just...
Yeah. Well, if you now that you know this, so then if you do the Erev Tov Shilin just without thinking,
sure.
So this is already what you're thinking.
It's a little different with like, okay, maybe I'm totally off base here, but it's like Kiddush, when somebody, you can be Yotzei to somebody else's Kiddush, like on a thing, but for that to be possible, both the person who's saying the Kiddush and the person who's going to be Yotzei, both have to have the intent that they're going to be Yotze and that the other person has to be conscious that he's right. It doesn't have to be on both
this
sides.
That's like a it's a shomek or that's like a it's a separate issue.
You understand what I'm saying?
What's Yotze?
Like Yotze if I want to be if you want to in like if somebody's going to make a public kiddush for let's say for Shabbat lunch,
right?
And for me to include myself within that, I have to be in my head intending for that to be for me. And that person also has to be intending that it's for...
Because the reason for that is because it's possible that the words that he's saying is as if you're also saying it, potentially. So then for it to be viewed as though you're also saying it, so then you have to have in mind that what he's saying is for you, is going on you
kavana?
As well. That might be more kavana oriented, yes. Not exactly. It might be more kavana oriented. It's a big issue that we mentioned, that kavana and das is it's an important distinction.
Sure. Bracha, in the parentheses.
In parentheses.
It's only in parentheses?
It's yeah, only in parentheses.
You know why it's only in parentheses? I didn't quote the Gemara, but the next Gemara says that you shouldn't be someone who just relies on other people doing it for you.
Right.
You're not allowed to. And if you are, so then it's not going to work for you again.
Right.
If you have in mind, you know, I don't have to do it because you know the rest of the community is doing it for me. That everyone in the community has that mindset, so then no one's going to do it.
So how did he do it for the whole city?
How did he do it? Because some people, first of all, some people don't do it because it works for that person who doesn't have it in mind. It works for him once. It doesn't work for him again. But also, if somebody truly forgot, it wasn't just that they have a mindset of saying, I'm not going to make it because I know somebody else is doing it for me, but if someone really forgot... So then,
it probably also work for people that don't know about it.
Or that don't know about it, exactly. It's only specifically people that are saying, I'm not going to do it because I know everybody else is doing it for me. So for that person, it's not going to work for it. But if I just don't know about it or I forgot about it, so then it would work. Okay, so let's continue on in the Gemara. Machriz Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Mi shelo hiniach erev tov shilin yavov yismach al shali. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi made an announcement, and he said, whoever did not make an Erev Tov Shilin, and this is clear, this is saying that after he made it, he makes this announcement, whoever didn't make it an Erev Tov Shilin could rely on me. He didn't say this before he made the Erev Tov Shilin.
Mm-hmm.
He says this, I think, he's saying this afterwards.
Are you saying this on Friday?
It's possible he's saying it on Friday. I mean, the Gemara doesn't say, but it's possible he's saying it. I don't know.
It works on Thursday, too, I think.
Does work on Thursday also, yeah. That's correct. Now, there's a key line here. The Gemara now says, Va'ar Kama. Now, who could I have in mind here for? Could I make my Erev Tov Shilin for the world? I'm going to make my Erev Tov Shilin for every Jew in the world. Is that going to work? So the Gemara says, no. Amar of Nachumi Bar Zecharia Mishmeida Baye. This person said, Ad Chum Shabbos. There's a concept of Tchum Shabbos, which is that you're only allowed to walk a certain distance on Shabbos. Once you've already left the city, so you're only allowed to leave the city by a certain amount. You can't go beyond that. So it only works for basically the city. For the people in the city, it works for. Once you go beyond the city, so then you only have until however much you can walk. But beyond that, it doesn't work. So the question is why? Why do we limit this to specifically the borders of the city? Why can't it be more than that, less than that? Why is it specifically the borders of the city? So if you turn if you go up to page 2, there are two different explanations which are given. One is given by the Rambam and one is given by Rashi. Rashi says, Ad Chum Shabbos, why? This is on source 4 here on the second page. Vil omdim chutz l'tchum lo haya daito shel maniach aleihem v'lo alu alibo l'zochon. Why doesn't it work for people beyond the tchum, beyond the border of the city? Why doesn't it work? Because when I make my Erev Tavshilin, I do not have you in mind.
But you could.
Like, the point is that, no, you could fix it. And there are those that say that you could fix it. The Rashba says that you could fix it.
But
I could explicitly say that, according to this opinion, I could explicitly say, I'll have in mind people beyond the city limits. It's just that a person's natural understanding is that I'm just going to include people in my city. I'm not going to include other people. It'll just be for people in my city.
You'd have to change the words in there. If you're just going to read by rote.
Right. But you could. I'm saying it's a fixable.
You would have to. Yeah, okay, fine. You could say whatever you want.
Right.
You could really say whatever you want. But the idea of limiting it to the city, according to Rashi, is just because when I'm making this Erev Tav Shilin, who am I thinking about?
People you know.
But I think people that I know, people in the city, I'm not thinking about, if I were to think about the world, maybe it would work for the entire world. And there are those that say that, based on Rashi, maybe that would also work, if I have people in the entire world. But I don't have everybody in the world. I have Vancouver in mind. I don't have other people in mind. So, I have the following question. Who says I have to have anybody in mind? Why do I have to have anybody in mind? What did the Gemara tell us? I have to make an Erev Tav Shilin, and you have to know about it come Friday, before you start cooking. But why do I have to have you in mind? Let me make my Erev Tav Shilin, and you'll find out that someone made an Erev Tav Shilin.
Yeah, because it just says.
Does it have to be for you? Why do I have to have in mind that it's for you? Let's say I have in mind just for me, only for me. I don't have anybody else in mind. You find out Friday morning that there an Erev Tav Shilin has been made.
Because if you can't go outside the city, the people outside the city will not hear your pronouncement that you did the Erev Tav Shilin.
Yeah, really loud.
No, but
Facebook.
No, but I'm saying Rashi says that it doesn't work outside the city because when I make my Erev Tav Shilin, I don't have those people in mind.
But who said you need them?
I don't have those people in mind. I make my Erev Tav Shilin in my own home, and I have in mind the people of Vancouver. I don't have in mind anybody else outside of Vancouver. I only have those people in mind. Rashi's assuming, but I have to have somebody in mind here. I have to have you in mind. Why do I have to have you in mind?
Because because the person who wants to benefit from it has to know that a process was started
on their behalf. Whoa, slow down. Why can't, if I just make it, and then I find out, or you find out, I made it for myself. Yeah. You find out on Friday that I made it for myself.
Right.
But an Erev Tav Shilin had been made in the world. In the world now exists this egg that was designated for Erev Tav Shilin.
But you didn't start my process.
Ah. But according to the Rambam...
Wait, it's just a reminder.
It's just a reminder.
So would it work for the Rambam? Do I have to have that in mind?
It seems like it would work for the Rambam.
Yeah.
Do I have to have you in mind if it's just a reminder? A reminder exists. It's in the world.
Yeah. But it's not my reminder.
But now comes Friday, you know about it, so then it should work as a reminder. Now that you know about it, that there's an Erev Tav Shilin.
It doesn't work with Rashi, but it works.
Why does the Rambam require the reminder to start on Erev Yom Tov? For whatever reason, he requires it to start on Erev Yom Tov, because you need that reminder then. So maybe the other person also needs the reminder then.
No, I'm not talking about it. I'm asking just why, if I'm making the Erev Tav Shilin, why do I have to have it in mind? You're asking a separate question. Maybe you have to know about it Wednesday instead of Friday. But I'm saying when I'm making that Erev Tav Shilin, why do I have to have anybody in mind? It's not about having people in mind. It's about you finding out about it.
Yeah.
It's not about me having anybody in mind. What's this idea that I have to have you in mind? The translation is, I'm doing this on behalf of the entire city. I'm doing this on behalf of myself. I care about myself. You find out about it on Friday, so then just piggyback on what I did. It should act as a reminder. For the Rambam, it's acting, it's just purely a reminder. You find out that somebody else did it, now you have a reminder. The reminder exists in the world. Why is it that I have to specifically have somebody else in mind? So I would like to suggest...
Do you have to have someone else in mind?
According to Rashi, you do. Rashi says the reason why it's limited to the city is Rashi, because you only have people in the city in mind. That means that's assuming you have to have somebody in mind. If you don't have to have anybody in mind, it would work for the entire world.
Right. This is means for those for whom it is going to work, you need to have them in mind.
Yeah. Exactly. Meaning, whatever is working, you have to have those in mind. Right. So the Rashi. So I think Rashi fits very nicely with his own opinion.
Strangely enough.
Well, oftentimes it doesn't work out, so it's good when it does. But Rashi is of the opinion that what's the purpose of Erev Tavshilin? It's about starting a process. It's not just a reminder.
Right.
If it's just a reminder, I might not have to have you in mind. As long as you find out about it, you know, the alarm clock went off. You have that reminder. But for Rashi, it's not purely a reminder. It's starting a process. For the process to work for you, so I have to have you in mind. If this egg is going to work for you, I have to have in mind that this egg is not just for me. This is not just my cooking, beginning of my cooking process. This is also starting your cooking process. How is that going to work? How does it transfer over to you? The fact that I have my mindset. My mindset is that I want this to also work for you. And for people outside of Vancouver, I don't have that mindset. I'm not thinking about people outside of Vancouver. For everybody in Vancouver, I'm having in mind that this is the beginning of my preparations, and it's also the beginning of your preparation. But people outside the city, I don't have them in mind, so it's not going to work for them.
But there's an important reason why, if this is the starting of a process, it wouldn't work for people outside the city, which is not that you have in mind, but that they are not going to have access to your cooked food that you cooked because they're outside the tchum.
Okay, so let's get to that's not what Rashi says. That's not what Rashi says.
It isn't, but like that sounds like a much more compelling reason to say what Rashi, like based on Rashi's idea that it's a starting the process. Like, that sounds like a reasonable thing to say, but Rashi... Yeah, you're right, he doesn't say that.
But they would have access.
It's a totally weird thing that sounds...
No, because people...
Well, they would
some
have
people,
access before
no.
Shabbos.
No.
On Yom Tov, they would.
No, I don't think you can go outside the Tchum on Yom Tov either.
Why can't you go outside the Tchum on Yom Tov?
You go outside the Tchum on Yom Tov?
Because it's the carrying... The carrying doesn't...
It's not a carrying thing.
That's not...
Carrying
it's not
oh,
a
yeah,
carrying
right. It's not... It's just a...
It's a travel thing.
But for, I mean...
Can you walk that far? It's a travel ban.
Does it apply on Yom Tov the same as Shabbos?
Let's see the Rambam. Let's see the next verse in the Rambam. The Rambam says, what's the reason why it's limited to the city borders? He says, "V'ein tzarich lahodia le'elu shezachal lahen me'erav Yom Tov." He says, like what we just saw in the Gemara, one doesn't have to make an announcement that an Erev Tavshilin has been made on Wednesday before Yom Tov. Aval hein tzrichin le'eda shekvar zika lahen acher. As long as they find out at some point in time that another person made this Erev Tavshilin for them, so then they could rely on it and then they could cook and bake. And they only find out come Friday. They find out on Friday, they find out on Thursday. As long as they find out at some point before they start cooking. A person has to v'yesh lo adam la'ariv al kol ha'ir. A person should make it for the entire city. Va'akol ha'koriv eleha b'toch ha'tchum. U'lamachar machriz v'omer kol mishalo niach erev tavshilin yismoch alei ruvai. You should have in mind the people of the city and anybody that's around the city. And then the next day you should announce that mishalo niach erev tavshilin yismoch alei ruvai. That anybody who didn't make their own erev, they can rely on my erev. The Rambam here, he puts this issue of going beyond, you can limit it to the city borders, within a certain context. The context that he's dealing with is about the fact that people have to know about it.
Right. It's a very practical
it's
geographical
a practical,
issue.
Yeah, the people have to know about it. The reason why it's limited to the city is just because that's when people know about it. People only people in your city are going to know about it. The fact that you made it. That's exactly what you said. Yes, that's exactly what you said. But the Rambam does not say, like Rashi. So, Rashi says that it's because I'm only going to have certain people in mind. When I make it on Wednesday, I'm making it for everybody else. When I make it on Wednesday, I'm having certain people in mind. And I think Rashi fits very nicely with his own explanation that it's beginning the cooking process. You can only begin your preparations. This can only be viewed as the beginning of your preparations if I have you in mind. If I don't have you in mind, this has nothing to do with you. This is only about me. The Rambam also fits nicely, because the Rambam is not about the preparations. It's just about being a reminder. So it's only been a reminder for people that it's a reminder for. It can only be a reminder to people that are within the city. People outside of the city, they're not going to know about it. They're not going to find out about it.
So it really has nothing to do with Tchum Shabbos, then. It has to do with, even within the Tchum Shabbos, it only works for people who found out about it, not for
correct.
People who didn't.
Correct, correct.
So what does the terminology Tchum Shabbos have to do with anything?
Tchum Shabbos...
What's the significance?
If you're inside the Tchum or outside the Tchum, it works if you know about it. It doesn't work if you don't know about it.
You're right. The Rashba does say that for both of these opinions. For the Rashba says that for Rashi, if you have in mind everybody else, the entire world would work. If I have that in mind, if I explicitly state, Archibald should have this from now on. I'm having this in mind not just for my city but for the entire world. So then, according to Rashi, that would work. And for the Rambam, if somebody from outside the Tchum finds out about it, so then that would also work.
So the reason
why it's limited to Tchum Shabbos is because in your normal, average case, it's limited.
But it's not limited enough, because in the Rambam's world, the Gemara seems like it's saying that as long as you're within Tchum Shabbos, it works for you. According to the Rambam, that's not true. Even if you are within the Tchum, it doesn't work
for
you.
The point for the Gemara, for the Rambam, is saying is that in a normal situation, you could go as far as the city limits in a normal situation. Because the people within the city limits, that's how far you could go. Those are the people that are going to find out about it. Beyond that, they're not gonna find out about it. But it's true. Even people within the city limits, if they don't find out about it, they can't use it. Mm-hmm. But within, how far could we go? We could go that far as long as you find out about it.
Mm. But he says that the Yesh Lav Avim not read Akhova here.
Well, he's saying that a person should, so that other people don't lose out.
So first of all, that sounds like an intentional act of including the city.
Well, that's just to help out people in the city, yeah.
Right.
So that's why we have it in our language. That's why we have it in our
language, because you need, like,
because we want to help other people out
there. But otherwise,
well, it's not going to work if you don't have it.
Right. Okay.
But it's.
But so you couldn't, like, I couldn't find out about your error that you made, not having other people in mind and use that.
Say that again?
If you made an Eruv and you didn't think to include other people in it,
yeah,
it would not include other people. Other people couldn't rely on that Eruv.
Well, I think, according to Rambam, Rambam doesn't mention anything about that.
He does. He says, V'yesh lo da'adam l'avreid al-kol ha'ir. Which sounds like if
you're saying he needs to have
that,
the...
Then that would be a problem for the rest of the city.
Friday.
No, but what intention did he have on Wednesday?
So you have to know what that line means exactly. Whether is that saying that, like, that's what that's I have to
you
I have to.
It sounds like you should, and you but you might not.
I hear the point. Again, according to Rambam, I'm not sure why you need that. If it's just purely acting as a reminder, so then why would you need that?
I don't know.
I hear the point. You could read that as saying that this should act for the entire city, not necessarily that you have to have intention that when you're doing this, that should act for the entire city, but that you have to make it. The next line is explaining the first line. What does it mean to make it for the entire city? Is that you make it known to the entire city. What does it mean? Yesh lo adam la'arav al kol ha'ir. How does one do that? L'machar machas, through announcing it tomorrow, that as long as to make everyone find out about it, making it aware to the entire city. Yeah.
Would it be correct that if you have a person who doesn't know about the concept of Erev Tav Shiva, so they cook, they don't know that you're not allowed to cook from Friday to Shabbos, so they cook from Friday to Shabbos.
Yeah.
So according to Rambam, right, they have violated Yantif. Because they didn't know about the Erev. They didn't know there was a concept of Erev Tav Shilin. They didn't know the rabbi made an Erev Tav Shilin. They violated Yantif.
Okay.
According to Rashi, they did not.
According to Rashi, no, of course they did.
Why?
Because if you don't know,
Rashi says you can make an error for the whole world.
No, you could, but they still have to find out about it before they cook. They still have to, in the end of the day, they still have to find out about it before they actually cook.
So Rabbi Rosenblatt on Friday morning announces that he's made an Erev Tavshilin, and you're there. You have no clue as to what he's said, because you haven't gone to Rabbi Fettergren's class.
And no, but the question is, what? The question, no, that's a separate question. What do you have to know? So all you have to know, in the end of the day, all you have to know is that something... It's a good question. What exactly you have to know, but do you just have to know something was now done? I don't know what just happened, but
so I haven't made an announcement. It's okay if I cook.
Now something happened that I'm not allowed. I'm now allowed to cook from Friday to
four Shabbos.
Four Shabbos, or do I have to know? Have to have gone to these four classes to know what's going on.
Oh yeah, or if b'dieved you're like. You cooked, and then you find out later that somebody did it. You're like, well, you're well, saying no. Both of them would say no. Rashi,
I think both would say no. Because at some point you have to, even for Rashi, you have to know about it before you cook to know that what you're doing is. I hear what you're saying. You want to suggest that for Rashi, maybe afterwards, retroactively, I could view my cooking as being the end of a process. He said, come Shabbos, I find out that someone made an Erev Tav Shilin for me, so now I could repicture the whole scenario on Friday. So, but we don't say that. But it's an interesting suggestion. I assume that we go based on at the time they're cooking on Friday. What are you doing right now? You don't know that the Erev Tav Shilin has been made. So therefore, in your mind, you're finishing a process. So we go based on at that time that you're cooking. It's not based on later. It's at that time. It's